We're on, I think.
Blog Talk Radio.
Just wait till the music plays. Does the music play anymore? There it is.
I would be a liar, I would be the poorest day. Clip like the Eagles in the yacht of a gentleman. Clip like the Eagles in the yacht of a gentleman.
That's why this ends so abruptly. You get like so amped up. You're like, yeah, then it stops. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another Friday evening and spending some time with the 16-bit assassins. This is I, your host, Toaster McGee. I am joined by his flatulence, Dunny of the Clan McGee, no relation.
I come from a long line of celebrated poopers.
And we're also joined by Matt.
What's up?
What's going on, bud?
You know.
So are we like adding you permanently to the podcast now? Is this what we're, this is like the fourth show you've crashed.
You know, just kind of jumping in and out. Summertime's coming though, so.
Yes, the fishing.
Exactly, the outdoors.
The great outdoors.
We're fishing on a Friday night. I don't think that's on a lake.
Wanted to buzz? Picking up them chicks.
Thanks for clarifying that. Yeah.
I don't know where to go with that.
16. Dunny and Toaster are FTL. Or really, Toaster's not FTL anymore.
No. I'm just fucked by distance.
Well, I just meant like in terms of available.
Oh, yeah, no.
Dunny's still for the ladies.
Yeah. You know,
ooh.
Dunny's chances, actually, those should improve now that I'm off the market. Because we know.
Right.
Oh, Jesus.
It's tough. It's tough hanging with that cloud while you're walking around it, you know. Virgin Central.
Yeah, because, you know, women were just lining up to be with Toaster.
Talk to you about WoW?
Nah.
Castlevania?
Or new Fallout?
Maybe. They might have been talking about that. But, yeah, we got a great show lined up.
We got
Echo. Kids this week.
We got Echo.
We got Echo?
Yeah.
You're an Echo.
Where's the Echo?
Your face is an Echo. We're getting an Echo when Dunny talks. Not when you talk, though. We have a great show this evening for you. The Hype Machine Cometh. Because we're a month away from E3, and that's pretty much what every single news media site was leading with. Like, E3, the schedule has been released. Okay. And rumors. Okay. And then somebody fucked up on LinkedIn. Oh, wait, before we get into the show, this is a not safe for work podcast. If you're under the age of 18, please stop listening. There we go. Yeah, so somebody at LinkedIn fucked up and was like, yeah, I worked on, you know, some Skyrim stuff, and yeah, Fallout 4.
You know, just a cinematic trailer. No big deal.
Yeah.
That's something to brag about.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
It is. Like, after the game's been announced, or, like, the day before. You know, but not, like, a full month in advance. I mean, Guillermo del Toro had to get involved and be like, shut up.
You shut your mouth.
I mean, that'd be like somebody leaking the Half-Life 3 trailer and Gabe Newell showing up at their house going, what are you doing?
Right. Punches him squarely in the face.
You idiot. Like... What is
now
it?
It's delayed another 15 years.
Yeah, it's never coming out now because of you. Gamers, it's this guy's fault. But like, what was it? Like Guillermo del Toro had to send a cease and desist to his own employee?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, that's how it went down.
Yeah, I mean...
Bethesda hasn't commented yet.
Of course not. Well, Bethesda's like a serious Blizzard.
Yeah, right. They really are.
They're like a more, yeah, like you don't see them come like, you know, what's his name, Chris Mordheim or whatever the guy is from Blizzard, who's like, he comes out like, hey, everybody, hoarder.
Their CEO is actually a monk who's taking a vow of silence.
Yeah, Bethesda's just like, when's the game coming out?
He should do that. Just call a press conference. Be like, okay, guys, I'll take questions. Ask questions. Say nothing.
walks off stage.
Yeah, so the trailer hasn't leaked. Somebody who worked on the trailer admitted to working on the trailer on their LinkedIn profile. The standard rumors are still in place. Fallout 4 probably takes place in Boston.
I think they might have confirmed that it does.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it definitely does.
So I guess tons of rumors out there. The hoax that happened all so many months back.
Not going to buy this. Like, I'm not going to believe any of this shit until, like, Bethesda comes out at E3 and goes Fallout 4. And even then, I won't believe it until I actually see Fallout 4 on a shelf somewhere. Because the guy who was doing all those fucking pranks, they were so good and so, like, legitimate looking that a lot of people were buying it. So, yeah.
Once Amazon and Zimbabwe post it on their website, that's when I'll believe it.
Amazon?
True.
What?
Yeah. There's always some random countries.
South Africa.
Amazon. Posts it.
Yeah, Germany outs it. You know. So, yeah, I guess, I don't know, maybe we'll have to petition Bethesda and see if like, hey, can you put the 16-bit Assassins in as a radio channel or DLC? Like, if you're sick of listening to Three Dog, here are three idiots that are going to make your time in the wasteland that much better.
You got to put on Ill Popcorn's channel.
That's true.
Ooh.
True.
If you want to find us.
Yeah. So, yeah, Dunny just let the cat out of the bag. So, there was a conversation that took place at PAX East. Was involved. And
of course.
We, of the 16-Bit Assassins podcast, came to the conclusion that we hate our name.
Yeah. It sounds like a 13-year-old named us.
Yeah. So, big shout-outs to Celeb, who helped start and get this podcast off the ground. But, one of the things that he did tell me that this was my show, which I asked Aaron or Dunny to come on, so it is our show. And, having the 16-bit assassin.
I came all over. Oh, God.
So gross. Dunny Bukkake is not allowed.
Everywhere?
Oh, God.
You asked me to come. I came on the show.
Okay.
We didn't need to talk more about it.
So, yeah, we are actually going to be rebranding ourselves. We alluded to this a few episodes ago when we talked about, expanding what we covered in the show, to include beer and music and just the things that all of us really enjoy. I'm a big video game geek, as many of our listeners know. Dunny does his best to support me, but he's definitely more of a music geek than I am. We wanted to kind of expand what we talked about. And that being said, the 16-Bit Assassins podcast will be going off the air in about 2 weeks. And we will be coming back as the Illegitimate Popcorn podcast.
So we're really not going off the air.
Yeah, we're just renaming ourselves.
Same old lovable idiots.
Rebranding.
Yeah, we're
rebranding.
There
you go, folks.
You'll be able to find the podcast on www.illpopcorn.com. That's ILLpopcorn.com. If you've been following us on the Twitter, you may notice our PR manager/handler has been tweeting out from Illegitimate Popcorn. So, yeah, some big things on the horizon. So those of you that have been listening to us on Blog Talk Radio, we'll still be here. We'll just be under a different name. Please follow us there. And we'll keep you posted. So, yeah, there's that important announcement.
So, with that said, back to E3.
Yeah, so the E3 schedule has been released. And kicking things off on the 14th of June is going to be Bethesda. Their press conference is going to be going from 7 until 10 in the evening.
Which, that, I think, says something.
Better an Elder Scrolls expansion online or something.
Well, there's definitely going to be, it's 3 hours.
Yeah, we definitely know that.
Or no, why not be 3 hours? Is it going to be 3 hours long?
That's what it's saying. Unless
I think that's the times, you clown.
Oh, that was a typo over at
Eastern.
Yeah, that was a typo over at IGN's thing then. Damn you, IGN.
Sweet, we can read.
But still, I'm sure Bethesda can go for a decent amount of time. They've got, the Fallout 4 announcement, and I'm sure that trailer is going to be like a four or five minute thing. You've also got Doom 3, or not Doom
True.
3, the just Doom.
The new Doom.
Doom.
Which Celeb and other people I've talked to who went to QuakeCon and saw it said it looks fucking awesome. and it's like it's been compared to what Bethesda and Machine Games did to Wolfenstein.
Oh, sweet.
So I mean Wolfenstein was a great game, don't get me wrong, but Doomguy does not need a backstory. Like the fact that he's just a Marine
kill.
And he just shoots the shit out of everything, that's all we need. There doesn't need to be an emotional attachment, a love interest.
Hey, as long as The Rock and Carl Urban aren't involved, it might be okay.
The last 5 minutes of that movie was cool. When he,
I was
going
to say, the last 5 minutes, if that could go on for another 2 hours, we'd be good to go.
Like, yeah, when they went straight to like first-person shooter mode in a movie, I was like, that's kind of cool. But yeah, I mean... You know, and there could be some more information on Elder Scrolls Online, but I don't know really, considering the console version is going to be releasing in June, I think, at like some point.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, if we get a, like, Elder Scrolls 6 announcement, that'd be pretty cool.
I don't think they would do Fallout 4 and Elder Scrolls 6.
No, they'd only do one of the two.
Yeah.
Those are two bombshells of... epicness, you know.
So I mean, I'm looking forward to Bethesda's press conference, really, because I want to see Fallout 4, but I'm honestly more interested in to see what they did with Doom. You know, like Doom is one of the first PC games I remember playing as a kid. I'm really interested to see what they're going to do with that, because I mean, I know what they're going to deliver with Fallout. It's going to be a great game. You know, Fallout 3 was awesome. You know, New Vegas had its issues because it was done by Obsidian. And ZeniMax, I think. So, you know, it'll be really interesting to see. What do you guys think? Hello?
I'm trying to tell Matt to go because I'm off.
I'm getting over
a cold. Sorry. If I point at you, it means talk, dipshit.
Oh, okay. What are you talking about? Sorry. I was looking at something. I apologize.
To be on the show, you actually have to listen to what's happening.
No, I know. I was for 2 seconds. The one laugh
talking about
I had.
Bethesda and what you think they're going to do.
Oh, what I think they're going to do? They're probably going to announce Fallout 4, we hope. I hope so, honestly. But aside from that, Elder Scrolls, like you said.
So wait, if Fallout 4 is going to take place in Boston, do you think Worcester is going to be in the game?
No.
I mean,
Springfield will be, though.
It's been rumored to be, like, the Commonwealth, so I wouldn't be surprised if there's, like, a couple of random cities that you go to. And we also don't know if it's just in Boston.
Well, I mean,
it could go up and down the East Coast.
Jersey.
With, you know, like, Fallout 3, you were central, you know, around the D.C. area, but
see,
you had DLC that brought you to Pittsburgh, you know, and there was Virginia areas, you know, so you were dealing with the areas around D.C. as well. So, I wonder how much of actually these cities of Massachusetts, like, is Springfield's going to be like Megatown or whatever.
Yeah, right. That's what I'm saying. It's going to be terrible. It's going to be the slum.
Worcester will just be a hole.
Like you walk into Springfield in the game and it looks the exact same. Like, what the hell? Like, we didn't need to do anything to make this look bad.
You can do that with Lowell, too, if they really want to.
Oh, man.
Sorry, I had to. Anyways, that'd be kind of fun, though. Huh?
I'm excited to see what they're gonna roll out with. I mean, again, I think they'll probably go for an hour. They'll definitely showcase Fallout 4. They'll talk about the expansion for Elder Scrolls, and I mean, they might have another crazy announcement for like future stuff. I wonder.
Well, the following day, Monday, is I love how Bethesda has a day to themselves. Like, yep, this is our day.
Well, yeah, when you're that.
Oh, it's just the thing.
Powerful.
Kick it off at night.
Yeah. So the Monday following Bethesda, we've got Microsoft at 12:30 p.m. EST, EA at 4 Eastern Standard, Ubisoft at 6, and Sony at 9. Microsoft, Phil Spencer came out swinging, saying that this is going to be the greatest lineup of games in history. Which is a pretty ballsy statement.
You have to say that, though.
We know we're getting... We know there's going to be Gears of War things from the leak that was... that happened this week, which we'll get to in a little bit. You know, and Phil Spencer also has a habit of wearing shirts that are like an undercover announcement of a game at a press conference, like he did it with Battletoads. a lot of people are thinking that there's going to be a Battletoads game coming because Rare is involved again with Microsoft.
Nice.
What else?
I won't be surprised if you see something from that.
What else do you think we're going to see from Microsoft Studios?
A whole lot of Halo.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Halo 5.
A bunch of that.
I completely forgot about that.
It's a showcase.
I'm really curious about that, too, because like those two commercials going where like there's that one dude who's going to shoot Master Chief, and then Master Chief might shoot him. It's like, hey, what's going on? No. Yeah, Microsoft, you got to have some work to do to wow people, man.
Well, that's the thing. You got to kind of work for it. And hopefully they will. I know they will. Hopefully it's just not all hype.
I think at this point right now, Sony kind of owns the whole exclusive thing, at least in my book, because of Bloodborne. Like, I've been playing that nonstop for the past, like, month and a half. It's just ridiculous.
You know, I think Microsoft, actually, they might, you think they're going to boost more entertainment value, too, at E3?
No.
Now it's like the Xbox One can be like a DVR shortly, like they rumored and everything like that.
I think they'll gloss over that, but I don't think that's going to be their push. Because the guy that Phil Spencer replaced got canned because
of the reception
to the Xbox will be your cable box, blah, 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 blah.
They already said there's going to be a new IP.
Well.
So.
And I'm wondering if, you know, like I said, we all know about Gears of War Remastered. But are we going to be getting a new Gears of War title?
Yeah, I think that they'll show remaster and tease a new one.
You know, you also have Cliffy B with his studio, Boss Key, and whatever the game that they're working on.
I wouldn't be surprised if that's the new IP. Rise of the Tomb Raider, too.
Yes.
As well.
Which.
It'll probably be a Forza.
Beautiful game. You can drive an exclusive electric car that you can't buy for any kind of money on Earth right now.
Project Spark.
Yes.
Hey, I need to get back into that game.
It's a good racer.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Spark is the one with the game development thing where there was a DLC where you get Conkers from Conkers Bad Fur Day.
Yep. They're going to do something with that, I'm sure.
Maybe they'll announce Gex. Like, that's the new character we're adding to Project Spark.
Good old Gex.
I miss that fucking game, dude. Speaking of nostalgia, real quick, and this isn't in the notes, but it just completely popped into my head. Because somebody started a change.org petition to get Sega to re-release an updated Dreamcast.
I saw that.
Yeah. I don't know how much change.org, can do.
I wanted to start a change.org petition to get Fox to remove news from their name.
But it's their news division. Like it's that section of Fox. They already have a Fox.
What, do you want to have them rename it to, Fox Gibberish?
Yeah, Fox Bullshit.
Okay. Just wondering.
What do you think EA is going
to
do?
I am hoping for Mass Effect 4, which brings us to another moment of the 16-bit assassins, we're most likely probably 100% correct. There was an article a few months or a month or two back talking about Mass Effect and Mass Effect 4. And so when we started talking about Mass Effect 4 and what we thought was going to happen, because, you know, 3 was the end of Shepard's story and blah, 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 and we had this whole conversation of, you know, well, the Alliance isn't stupid. They probably had a, well, what the fuck happens if Shepard fails plan. And they sent people to another galaxy. And so far, the rumors for Mass Effect 4 seem to be strongly pointing that the game does take place, in fact, in the Andromeda Galaxy.
I thought all that was confirmed.
Oh, well, maybe it is confirmed. In that case, we were right.
Yeah. Yeah, no, the I told you so segment.
Yeah, the I told you so
segment. My favorite part.
I'll let you have this I told you so.
Well, I thought that was it, really. I mean, we told you so.
Oh, okay.
You should know by now that we know everything. We're like a Nostradamus of the modern day. You know, it's almost like we have some kind of supernatural powers.
We got this shit.
Yeah, we don't have anybody inside the industry, but we still figure shit out.
I mean, there's also, you know, a lot of deduction skills involved. I'm the world's greatest detective.
Wait, no, I'm Batman.
You could be Batman.
Who's Sherlock Holmes?
I was thinking Sherlock Holmes, but I'm not that effeminate.
Cumberbitch.
Sorry.
Brenda Brank Undersquatch.
It's just because he's British.
So, I mean, I'm hoping that we'll get some Mass Effect 4 information.
Yeah, I've heard rumors that that's what's going to go down.
I mean, considering, what, was it like a year ago? Like, during a Christmas, there was a guy, like, one of the EA or BioWare executives was like, oh, I'm playing Mass Effect 4. Like, wait, what?
Yeah. Well, I mean, Dragon Age is out. It's done, you know. There's only really, again, they could do a new IP. Or they could show Mass Effect 4.
You know, or
do both.
I think we'll probably get some Madden stuff.
Or they could.
Some FIFA. Definitely some Battlefront.
Yep. Yeah. Battlefront, I was just going to say. That's absolutely happening.
Yeah,
a pipe dream is that they suddenly revive level 13.
Coder.
Knights of the Old Republic 3.
Mm. That's what we want.
That would be fucking awesome. I will shit kittens and cry babies if they announce that.
Yeah, but you did that one too, Kame. And Will.
Yeah, but you remember the episode where I had to begrudgingly
admit that it was a decent game.
Yeah. It, like, really face that my anger with it was because it didn't have, like, the happy ending that the first quarter had.
Well, and the fact that you didn't get one after that.
Yeah, like, that's exactly what it was. Knights of the Republic is A New Hope.
Yep.
Revenge of the Sith, or whatever quarter two was called. Was it Lords of the Sith?
Yep.
You know, that was
that's
Empire.
That's not foreboding or anything.
That was, you know, that was Empire. We never got our Knights of the Old Return of the Jedi.
Yeah, but I don't blame them for holding back on the teddy bears.
All right, look.
I know. They were lethal warriors that were going to roast human beings and eat their flesh.
Yeah, everybody forgets. Like, oh, look at these teddy bears they were going to eat. Hot. And what happened to all those stormtroopers they were playing drums on their helmets with?
Well, they had to eat them.
Hey.
Celebration. They won.
Motherfuckers got to eat.
Like, you got to roast up some stormtroopers.
Like, they're not cannibals. It's not their own race.
Yeah, exactly.
That's true. That is very true.
Like bears. They can eat whatever they want.
Small, angry
bears. Air raccoons.
You know, so I'm sure we'll also get the standard fare that EA does. Like I was saying, like Madden, FIFA, NHL.
Yeah. It is Madden time.
They said right here, guys, did you see this? Borderlands 3 by 2K Games is going to be announced.
It could be.
Could be. Maybe not. But
I don't know what showcase it would be in.
And then Fable Legends is probably going to be showcased.
Oh, we haven't made fun of him in a long time.
Is he even still alive?
Peter Molyneux.
Oh, God.
We spent 5 minutes trying to pronounce Molyneux. Molyneux.
Yeah, no, I know. It's a thing. It's so many vowels. And an X. And none of them get pronounced. Just, man. Anyway, but yeah, I Fable just did so many.
You know,
good,
actually, wait. You know what I would like to see EA do? If we don't get, like, Coder, like, if they were going to revive a classic franchise from the Star Wars series, The Force Unleashed. Like, those games were funny as shit, but they were way too short.
Yep, agreed.
It's like, wait, I get to run around and beat the shit out of things with dual lightsabers? And I beat the game in 45... What the fuck? Wait, why? Why would you do that? It's like a team. Yeah.
It's like Jedi Knight, though. Those are good series. Did you guys play those?
Or Dark Forces.
Yeah, well, that's the Dark Forces series.
Yeah.
Jedi Knight.
Well, those got re-released, too. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if you see some remake stuff of that.
Would be pretty awesome.
It'd be
a good game.
It'd be considered Legends because Disney said all that shit's not canon.
True.
But then at 6 o'clock, you get Ubisoft, and I don't know if you guys have given up on them like I have, but...
You know, it's funny, because, like, yeah,
you get Assassin's Creed.
Like, you see the trailer for Assassin's Creed Syndicate.
Syndicate, absolutely.
Or, you, like, let me phrase. You see any Assassin's Creed trailer after 2, or Brotherhood, or whatever, and you're like, wow, that looks really cool. And then you sit there, and you're like, and you buy it, and it sucks. Or, in the case of Unity, it's fucking broken and not even done. You know, I do have to give Ubisoft some credit for the way they've handled the situation with Unity, because they've given out all the DLC for free. There was a massive patch that fixed a lot of the bugs in the game. I was playing it pretty consistently before I started playing Bloodborne. So I might go back to it. But Syndicate looks okay. We'll talk about that a little later. The Division.
Yeah, The Division also got a release date, too, February 28th next year.
Yeah, people like that. There's a cult for that.
Well, the whole Tom Clancy games, I mean, I had
fun.
Like Rainbow Six back in the day.
No, yeah, Rainbow Six is phenomenal.
Splinter Cell Blacklist was awesome.
So, there's hope for that.
And then Sony is at 9. I'm saying, I think we're going
to...
Uncharted 4, the new God of War.
Yeah. No Man's Sky you're going to get to.
Yeah. What else? What else?
Asgardia!
Alright, that is your Knights of the Old Republic 3 right there, the last Guardian.
Maybe.
I mean,
the Team Eco games were great. Again, they weren't like the most action-packed, amazing adventures, but they were really beautiful games. So, I want to see that. That'd be cool. And yeah, other than that, what else could we see? Final Fantasy?
Yeah.
Oh, no, Squeenix is the next day.
Yeah.
Squeenix is next day.
So, Tuesday, we started the day off with some Japanese game company called Nintendo.
Nintendo. Yeah, they have the, whatchamacallit, Jeremy? They have the, hold on.
They have it, the
Nintendo
only...
World Championships.
Yeah.
Super Mario Brothers?
They did announce
that.
Yeah.
They're going to have those at least.
Everybody responded with that ad from like, the fucking Nintendo magazine.
Yeah.
With the Power Glove in the like black LA gear jacket.
Nintendo awesome. Power. Best freaking magazine ever created for all of our generation.
It was cheat codes before the internet.
Exactly.
You know, like the trading cards that had tips. Like, you got Simon Belmont's trading card, and it was like, oh, wow, now I can beat Simon's Quest.
Give the eye to the old woman. Damn it!
That's what
I forgot about that.
That's what I needed to do. Fuck!
Yeah, you'll get Zelda, or the next Link game, or whatever.
Star Fox. Which would probably be the only reason I buy a Wii.
Yeah, Star Fox will be
Will they
phenomenal.
Tease the new one? What was it? The N... Oh, God, what was it called? The new console that they were talking about.
Oh, the...
Oh,
I got
nothing. No
Nintendo
I got nothing Master. Either.
We talked about it a couple weeks ago.
Did? I wasn't
around for
that.
Oh, the Nintendo NX.
NX, that's what it was.
Oh, wait, there's actually updated news.
Whoa! Oh, it's going to be region-free. That's what they're
saying. Xenoblade Chronicles X, too. That'll be phenomenal for the Wii U. All you RPG fans, you'll love that game.
So, apparently the NX isn't intended to become a replacement for the 3DS or the Wii U. Alright, so moving on. Nintendo is once again shooting themselves in the fucking foot.
They'll be alright. They're making a profit now. Those Amiibos are going crazy.
Yeah, what if it's like a crazy just GPU that you attach to them?
So they're pulling the thing they did with the N64, where you could turn it 128-bit with the memory expansion module?
It's possible. I wouldn't be surprised if they make some last-ditch effort like that.
Like, here's an HDMI converter. What? Really? So, following Nintendo is Square Enix, so I'm sure we're going to see some Final Fantasy. stuff.
Like all of it.
Like all of it. I don't know, maybe a Kingdom Hearts. Is that still a thing?
Yeah, Kingdom Hearts will be there.
Should be.
Kingdom Hearts 3.
Splatoon, I'm sure. Unless it's
is
out
that,
already.
Is that Squeenix?
No, Squeenix.
Oh, no, I'm sorry,
no.
That's Nintendo. Sorry.
Oh.
And then rounding the event up is the PC Gaming Show. Which will probably feature a lot of really beautiful, beautiful, beautiful video footage of video games being played on a computer.
Mm-hmm.
Which will make you want to start PC gaming until you realize there are 4 GTXX Titans in those fucking things with an 8-core i7 go-fuck-yourself-sized processor. It's liquid-cooled. It's probably got like 512 gigabytes of DDR5 RAM.
You could, you know, build that over time.
And by the time
it'll be obsolete by the time you finish
yeah,
it.
By the time you're done, it's obsolete. You saw that like tech demo for FF15. It was just like, wow, that looks really pretty. Wow, that looks really pretty and expensive to make it look that pretty.
Yeah, as soon as they panned out and showed the actual box, I was like, oh my god!
I distinctly think the question was, wait, are those 4 fucking video cards? Yeah.
Crazy.
Ah, there you go. Nice.
It could be sexual.
It could be. So speaking of computers that are just fucking ridiculous, the recommendation specifications for the Oculus Rift have been released online.
That's not ridiculous.
Actually,
it's pretty awesome.
Not
it's not that bad.
No,
I mean,
not.
You could
it's just a graphics card. You got to get it. Laptops are going to be kind of shit out of luck, though.
You need the 970 and above.
Well, I have a PX980M in my laptop.
Well, it doesn't outclass.
Yeah.
970. There's no way.
You don't flop, man. No good.
Yeah. There's even an article out there saying best of luck for everyone that like
has
a laptop.
It.
Yeah. Like, if you have a laptop, have fun. Got to build a rig.
No, awkward.
Well, good. Then I won't throw up everywhere.
That's true.
Yeah, that's probably a wise decision on your part.
I mean, even
idea.
You said when you were playing that game at PAX East with the Oculus Rift on.
Oh, if I was hungover?
Yeah, they have, I mean...
Fire hose.
The version...
I would have been spray painting the walls.
Oh, God, really?
Of the PAX East floor if I was hungover.
The version that you got to play that used was, like, the one that's, like, you know... Like 4 months away from like consumer release, apparently, you know, supposedly.
Yeah.
The one I used was ski goggles wrapped in duct tape, for fuck's sake.
Dude, that thing was righteous. I don't know what you're talking about.
It was awesome. But yeah, like, Matt had to be like, dude, you're turning green. You need to take those off.
And
like,
give them to me immediately.
It's so awesome. It's like, thinking in my head, I'm going to puke all over this console. So yeah, you know, 8 gigs of RAM, at least an i5. Intel processor.
It's not going to be too bad. It's just the graphics card is the main point. You need that graphics card.
GTX 1070.
It's a beautiful card too. About $30. $370 if you want to get like better upgraded versions. And it hasn't reduced in price yet. But it literally is like the graphic card killer right now. So.
So, yeah, good luck with that if you want to.
I'm doing it, so.
If you want to play VR. I mean, eventually, maybe. Can I stop drinking? I also worry about my, like, level of addiction to it.
Well, that's the thing. I think if you get immersed.
Coming out.
And immersed, being in there. Imagine wild people with that.
Bad news.
All over. All over. Then we're going to get that movie. What was that movie called? Had
VR in it?
Not VR, but these people were hacked. I can't remember. It's a stupid gamer.
Existence?
Gamer. What's it called?
Existence or whatever with like Jude Law, and they had the weird sack thing that was the video game console.
Yeah, there was that, and then there was another one too. There was another game. It had a Joker. I can't remember his name.
That Joker.
The guy in 300.
What's Butler?
Gerard Butler. It's like the worst B movie he's ever done. It was great.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
Gamer or something like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, I think it might have been.
Was it called Gamer?
I think so.
Ah, what a terrible movie, but great all at the same time.
Gamer reference. Assassin's Creed, Ubisoft mentioned they wanted to try to bring the franchise to VR.
Oh, dude, see, that's instant fire hose.
Yeah. That
swinging around like that
sounds like the worst plan ever.
You're gonna be a gymnast, and all of a sudden you're gonna uke everywhere,
dude.
The first time you do like to eat the fucking leap of faith, you'll shit yourself.
I mean, if you have an iron stomach, like that'd be kind of cool to be able to free run and run up walls. I mean that's really the coolest idea I've heard of for VR.
Yeah, definitely.
But honestly, like, think how awkward that would be. Like, really, because you're not going to be able to react as fast as you look.
I can't wait until they break out the power gloves for VR, because you know that's the next step, right? To be able to integrate your hands into the motion and TVs be destroyed.
Power gloves.
Yeah, it's
back
coming.
In the 80s, they had it coming, but now it's time.
Yeah, I mean, you gotta think about it. The full VR.
There's gonna be a whole generation of gamers that are excellent at miming.
Yeah, they're gonna be able to do. No, there's gonna be like a video game language. It's not gonna even be sign language. It's gonna be using your hands for commands.
Open menu.
Exactly.
Like, okay, all right. That's what you'll do when you want to go to a restaurant.
Assassin's Creed VR with the gloves, doing like the sword fighting and the free running. In the climate.
Ceiling fans beware. Jumping around.
Yeah, all people, ceiling fans, are not recommended with this video game. All
right, so we've discovered the recommended Oculus Rift requirements.
Should be like a 15-foot height clearance thing on that, if you ask me.
There are some additions to the 60-Minute Assassin podcast. One, don't live in an apartment complex.
It's got to be higher than 10 feet because basketball people can jump wicked high up there. You got to be careful, man.
J.J. Watt knocks himself unconscious playing fucking Mario.
Well, that's what I'm saying. You got to be careful. It's going to be like a 15 by 15 foot box padded, and you just go 12, in there.
12 people died today in a Mario Kart accident. That's what's going to happen. That's when it gets too real.
When people are right sitting there next to each other doing it.
It'd be like the worst fantasy football season ever. Like, everybody would be injured. Andrew Luck hurt his hand playing RBI baseball.
Fuck!
He's trying to throw a 95-mile-an-hour fastball throughout his arm. Yeah, Taurus, right tricep.
We touched about it briefly. Assassin's Creed Syndicate has been announced with an October 23rd release date.
You buggy?
So apparently it's been being worked on for a while.
It's actually the good one, not the filler?
Yeah, maybe that's it. Although it does totally look like somebody at Ubisoft was like, hey, they tried to make a Gotham by Gaslight game a few years ago. I think we can use that background. So it focuses on Victorian-style London. And you play as, what the fuck is his name?
Steampunk Batman?
Steampunk Batman.
With a
Steampunk Batman.
Cowl, just like Batman.
Crucible Wayne.
Bruceable.
Just call me Bruceable.
That's his name. Steampunk Batman. All
right. The first
Bruceable
one of us.
Wayne.
Lord.
Somebody listening needs to name their kid Bruceable.
Bruceable.
You should not do that.
Yeah, not recommended, folks. Please do not take Toaster's advice.
Oh, totally. Hey, if people can name their kid Hashtag, why can't they name their kid Bruceable?
If you name your child Bruceable, Toaster will give you $100.
No.
How about that?
No, I won't.
Okay.
Nope.
It'll give you $1.
I will give you a phone call and a hey!
All right.
You could be live on Ill Popcorn.
You could be, yeah.
If you want.
Yeah, that's
if you want.
If you name your kid Bruceable, we'll let you on a podcast that maybe three people listen to.
No, we'll just... I mean, we might make fun of your kid, too. We probably will make fun of your kid.
Well, we can't... No. What? All right.
I mean,
feels
it's a
off,
baby.
Dad,
it doesn't
guys.
Have feelings yet.
I'm not making fun of no Bruceable.
The person at the, like, Social Security office is going to arrest those people immediately.
What the hell is wrong with you?
We'll misread it as Bruceable. They just assume these kids made a child to abuse it.
Oh.
I mean, think about the bullies. Bruceable, huh? Yeah, come on. That's just a bad plan.
I actually read a report.
You might as well name your kid.
We went too deep.
You should name your kid Pincushion.
Pincushion. That's true. We just turned one of our funny jokes into a terrible thing, folks.
I don't want to stab him or anything.
Jesus.
I'm not going to stab a baby.
I hope not.
I don't want to stab anybody.
I don't even know where we're going right now.
I told you guys. I was like,
got to reel him in. Got to get him in.
I'm delirious.
You got to
get him in.
I apologize. It's a good time.
Come back to us, buddy. Come back.
You got to come back, sir.
So Blizzard banned 100,000 WoW accounts for using bots?
Yeah, which is really funny.
What's an account?
What? What's WoW?
So yeah, Blizzard, the people behind Activision's revival, essentially. Yeah, I know Call of Duty sold a lot of copies, but does anybody notice Activision started doing really well when they got Blizzard?
That's because they have crazy lunatics.
So, even though World of Warcraft is suffering a decline in subscribers, they banned 100,000 subscriber accounts to World of Warcraft for using bots.
Take that, you damn Chinese gold farmers.
No,
take
like,
that.
These people were using them like in PvP, like automated like characters.
Oh, nice. That's pretty awesome.
I mean, it is a little ingenious and cheating.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so they got banned.
Mm. 6 months or something like that, the ban hammer drops.
Was it 6 months?
With that, I think.
Yeah.
They only got a six-month ban.
They only got a six-month ban. Yeah.
Shouldn't you permaban otters?
No, because they need their money eventually. Again.
Well, I think like if they get caught again, it's a permaban.
Yeah, it's like a slap. Don't do it.
So,
and it's all about don't let people use bots because it just is like cheating and then you can't achieve as good as them. Blah, blah, blah. They're like everybody's watching out for everybody.
Yeah.
Community thing.
And speaking of other banhammer news, and the people that got this banhammer, you fucking deserved it. So, we all know that Gears of War remastered. I mean, it was a given. Apparently, a video game testing company called VMC had a couple of people that worked for them leak screenshots and videos of the game online. Initially, reports came down from VMC that Xbox had or Microsoft had blocked the Xbox Live account for these people and also bricked their Xbox One. Microsoft later provided an update telling them, no, we didn't brick it. We just made it so you can't really use it online, which is kind of, in a way, bricking it, I guess.
Pretty much.
You can still play your games. You know, if you're somebody...
Taking it back to the old school, man. No internet connection.
No internet,
you just play it.
No patches. No Destiny for you Xbox One people that leak this shit. You know, and you won't be able to play the digital downloaded stuff either unless you have set it to where that Xbox is your home.
There
Xbox.
Goes their exclusive.
Yeah.
Titanfall.
But the other interesting thing is I guess Microsoft was directly asked, do you have the ability to remotely brick a consumer's Xbox One? And they would not answer that question. So, they probably do. Which brings, you know, an interesting question.
There's no way. You guys really think so?
Yeah. I mean, I think you got to be able to shut some people down. The modding community does get out of hand in some situations.
Well, if, you know, let's hypothetically say if they do, I mean, how would, you know, I'd be bullshit.
Isn't it just banning your live account? Isn't that all they're really doing, though? I don't think we'll ever brick this system. I don't think there's any way for them to, like, send, well, I guess, as a patch, maybe.
Send any file they want to.
Yeah, true. I guess they could if they really wanted to, but it would suck. I just hope they wouldn't do that. You know what I mean? Wouldn't that suck?
That would really suck.
I mean, if somebody does something bad enough, it would have to be really bad, though.
Like, how bad are we talking?
Like, turning it into some kind of weapon of mass destruction.
Okay.
Like,
that's pretty
that
high.
We have 24 hours to shut down breaking. An Xbox One.
That's really high, though.
Yeah.
Is that like 5 Xbox Ones linked together? Like processing? Trying to...
That could potentially blow up a building.
Okay.
I don't...
I'm not an explosives expert or anything, but I'm pretty sure.
5?
Isn't NASA using a bunch of PlayStation 3s wired together to do like galactic simulations or whatever?
Yeah, they do that. 16 or something like that.
Yeah, so...
Yeah, they probably could.
Yeah.
Hopefully Sony won't do that because they get hacked. So let's all buy that.
I'm building my own AI. 3 PlayStations, 5 Xbox Ones, and my exercise bike.
I was going to use a Wii U, but I decided to use a GameCube instead because it's better.
Oh, and my original Game Boy.
Right.
Forgot about that. That's the main console, actually.
That's the face.
I got a DeLorean out front I bought for like a grand. It's junked. I'm going to try to use the flux capacitor. They come with those.
Reinstall them.
In random PlayStation news, I wasn't aware that PlayStation had an arcade archive section, which apparently is some classic Nintendo games on the PlayStation 4. Right now, the only ones I'd really be interested in are Rygar and Double Dragon, which just released this week. It's the original Double Dragon. It's not like a weird remake where you have to put, you know,
yeah,
pay as you go or whatever the fuck it is.
Yeah, I could have a seizure.
Yeah.
Neon.
Actually, Neon was fun. I'm talking about the mobile one where you like had to pay for extra lives and shit.
Oh.
Yeah, it was pretty stupid. So is and also PlayStation's flash sale is going on right now. So for under $5, you can get games like The Wolf Among Us on the PlayStation 4 or Borderlands 2 on the PlayStation 3. And you get the Mass Effect trilogy, which is really sore spot right now.
Just a kick in the balls.
For Dunny and myself.
Huge kick in the balls.
I always tell you guys this stuff.
The trilogy. Also, all 3 fucking games. You can get them right now on the PlayStation 3 for $4.80.
Yo, how is the Mass Effect trilogy, 3 games, 15 cents cheaper than Prince of Persia? Seriously?
Prince of Persia, classic.
The classic is $3.50. The Sands of Time, the PlayStation
2?
2 ones? No, 3, I think.
2.
Yeah, and the 3 ones. They're all available for like $4.95. What is this pricing scheme? Like, seriously? Injustice got Among Us, $4.80.
Well, I mean, if you're a part of the PlayStation Plus, you got that for free on the PlayStation 4.
True.
So, yeah, I'm really upset that the Mass Effect trilogy is like $5 now. That's really upsetting.
It's just, again, I know we're like...
It's probably that cheap, guys, really, and I'm going to give you a good reasoning for it. It's because so many people love the trilogy and bought so many copies of it that there's so many of them, they're not worth diddly squat. But the game is an ultimate success and a beautiful thing to us and mankind.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I like that. That was beautiful.
You like that? Sorry.
Yeah, that was
it's just like the copy of Mario with Duck Hunt. Everybody has a copy of it. There's like 8 billion.
I hate that fucking dog.
No.
Oh, Steam. Everybody, I mean, really, that's what it is. Just Steam's got to compete. Or everybody's trying to compete with Steam.
Yeah, that's the thing. So, because Steam did it first. I got those for like $5 myself.
$4?
$4.80! Just going like down the Mass Turnpike.
It is less expensive to buy the Mass Effect trilogy than it is to come home from the airport.
It is Boston, Massachusetts. Pay like $8 getting in there.
Fuck's sake. I go to the airport all the time.
You got a fast pass, right?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, all right,
wait. The Mass Effect trilogy is less than a package of toilet paper.
I could buy two of them for the price of a pack of cigarettes.
Talking like an 8-pack of toilet paper, though, right? Not like a 4-pack.
That's like 4 tacos.
99-cent menu, folks. Junior bacon cheeseburgers back in the day. You get 4 of those. That's a whole meal.
So it looks like we've lost Konami.
Oh.
They died a long time ago, in my opinion.
I need more Contra in my life.
But well, if they never did anything with all the good IPs, they could have tried to do something.
Whoa. This is the thing. You might just yet see that. But
on
mobile
phone
and pay as you play.
On tablets?
Contra, pay as you play.
Unlock the spreader for 99 cents. Fuck you.
The CEO of Konami, Hideki Hayakawa.
I mean, we're smart enough to not play that, but I mean, think about it. Contra on mobile, if it was freemium,
that's a money.
That could make any country in the world.
You can buy nukes with that.
In 6 months.
You do the code, it's like for $1, we'll let this code go through.
Like, if Konami moved to Nepal now.
Oh, man.
We'd all be speaking Nepalese. Or whatever language they speak there.
It'd help out the relief, too.
It would. So, Konami, if you're going to do this douche move of going to mobile platforms and doing a pay-as-you-play model, please go help out Nepal.
Just do freemium Contra and donate the proceeds to Nepal.
Yeah, jeez.
You know, so, one of the things is Hideki Hayakawa had said is that they were looking to specifically pursue mobile as its lead platform going forward. Specifically stated that the pay-as-you-play model was the primary focus of the change in attitude, and that he was seriously considering like putting, you know, some of Konami's well-known franchises on mobile.
Some Castlevania?
Yeah.
On your phone when you're taking a dump at work?
You don't have enough
parts. You're one of the reasons that phones are the dirtiest thing.
I know, right? I think everybody brings their phone into the toilet, though, sir. Everyone is guilty of that.
Phone dumper moment.
Was it poop salary?
Poop salary.
Poop
That's,
salary.
Yeah. It tells you how much money you're making while you're on the crapper at work.
Oh, really? Nice.
Yeah, you put in, like, your salary, and, you know, it times you. You know, from turtle head.
Times
to,
you.
Yeah, from turtle head to finish. You know?
Oh, man.
I mean, you got to do it. It's not like sensing your tool.
Oh, okay. All right. Thank God.
Yeah.
Thank God.
It doesn't scan the chain, figure out what's going on. It requires manual intervention.
It's like, this uses the camera on your phone. Will you accept?
So we lost Konami.
Yeah.
We gained a Kickstarter?
From Koji Igarashi,
Oh man, you should apologize now.
Igarashi. Igarashi. Okay, I apologize, Koji Igarashi, for screwing up your name. He's a scenario programmer and the director of a Castlevania game. I don't know if a lot of people know it. It's called Symphony of the Night.
That's not like the best game in the series or anything.
No, not at all. Actually, Lords of Shadow 2 is the best game in the series.
I like the N64 one. Fun. It was so much fun being that black guy running around and knowing where I was going.
Shaquille O'Neal.
I just threw up in my mouth a little bit. That game was awful.
I thought you were talking about Shaq Fu.
I was thinking about Shaq Fu too. They're redoing that bitch though, so everybody loved that game.
They're redoing everything.
So yeah, there was actually a whole lot of viral marketing from Koji leading up to this announcement of this Kickstarter, he is making a game called Bloodstained
Ritual of the Night.
Ritual of the Night. Which looks very much like what the follow-up to the Symphony of the Night game should have been. It is going to be the spiritual successor. The interesting thing is he already had funding for the game lined up. They just wanted like more confirmation of want for the game. You know, so he took the Kickstarter, asked for $500,000.
Oh my God.
Within 2 days, he got almost $2.5 million.
Yeah, he's almost at 2.1.
He's at 2.1 mil now. And then he's going to put a retro level in. And if he hits 2.5, you get classic mode. Wow.
Rush mode, little co-op.
Yeah, so our...
David Hayter.
Cheat codes at a million, so we'll get some old school cheat code fun.
It looks beautiful, too.
Well, it looks like Symphony, but, like, pretty. Very pretty, all cleaned up, because you have a super processor that can process all them graphics.
It looks like Symphony if Supergiant made it.
Oh, the game actually focuses on an orphan named Marin, I believe.
Miriam.
Who she was cursed by an alchemist, and her flesh is turning to crystal. And she's been summoned to this castle by her friend Jebel, who is further along in the same curse. And the game looks amazing. The video from him is awesome. It basically just calls bullshit on a lot of things. You know, it's like they said that nobody wanted this game. I know people want it. Like, he really just kind of nailed it home that this is what a lot of people are looking for. So, yeah, definitely go to Kickstarter.com. It's Bloodstained Ritual of the Night. Back the project, especially if you're a fan of the Castlevania series, especially if you're a fan of Symphony of the Night, because the guy that did that game is making this game. So,
this is going to be a pretty fun game, I bet. Yeah. I'm old school.
It's going to be available for the Xbox One. And the PlayStation 4, I believe, and PC.
There's 28 days to go, too. So,
yeah, this is going to definitely make its goal.
This could be the biggest game ever made.
Right?
They end up making, like, 6 sequels to it, too.
So, yeah, go check that out. Definitely.
Definitely.
This should be like a super bonus if it hits 5 million Alucard playable character.
I don't know if they'd be able to use him, though. Would you license it? Well, no, wait.
It's his guy.
Alucard is actually...
I think it's everybody's guy, right?
Yeah.
Isn't
they,
he like...
they do, like, he was in the Monster Squad. Dr. Alucard. Yeah.
So, The Last Starfighter might get a sequel?
I am so excited. That's an awesome fucking movie.
That's ridiculous.
I mean, I loved it as a kid. It doesn't really hold up.
No. Maybe I could watch it again. Not like I can keep watching Star Wars, but...
Just because the graphics, I mean... Or graphics. Not graphics, but... You know what I mean. The animation... CG? Yeah.
CGI.
Whatever that was. It wasn't even CGI.
It's
fucking puppets back then. It's like claymation, for fuck's sake. I mean, really, in comparison to the graphics nowadays, it might as well have been claymation.
Jim Henson.
Muppets. That would have been fun, too. Mm. Anything in Muppets can be fun.
In random movie news, apparently there was a movie that featured Jay Leno and Pat Morita called Collision Course.
That sounds like the greatest B-movie I've ever heard of.
Gonna have to watch it.
Please tell me they kicked ass. Like, they were like a buddy cop duo.
Yeah, it was. It was a buddy cop comedy.
Sweet.
Anytime you read a list of loudest action films ever made, Collision Course is going to come up, and deservedly so. Collision Course was an action comedy that paired Jay Leno with the Karate Kid's Pat Morita in the vein of every mismatched buddy cop movie ever. It wasn't funny, it wasn't action-packed, and it wasn't finished until years after the shoot, where it lit straight to home video. As you might have noticed, Leno didn't quit his day job.
What the ADD just happened to you?
Yeah, what did you just find? You just surfing the web?
A list of the top 15 celebrities that tried to make it as acting.
I told you to stay off of BuzzFeed, man.
Yeah, man. Jesus Christ. Kick that addiction already, man.
Do you know Vanilla Ice tried to do an action movie?
It's clickbait. Stop it. Stop it.
I do know that, sadly. But The Last Starfighter's original screenwriter is apparently trying to work on another installment. And, yeah,
that's about all we have.
I think with today's...
I want to see a remake of Flight of the Navigator.
Video quality.
That'd be awesome.
Right?
Actually, no. I don't want to see a remake of that. We're part of the problem. We keep asking for remakes, too.
Well, certain movies. Not all of them, though.
Yeah, I just think it's bad.
So, in Beat Gaming instrument news, everybody's really excited because the two franchises are coming back, Guitar Hero and Rock Band. Rock Band is just simply calling itself Rock Band 4, and it looks like a Rock Band game. Guitar Hero is calling itself Guitar Hero Live, and will feature like footage from live concerts and shit. As always with these games, ever since the first titles in the series released, there's the comparison between the track lists. And,
which is why you need to buy both.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
Rock Band has teased the first six tracks from their upcoming Rock Band 4. And those are Hail to the King by Avenged Sevenfold, which is a pretty cool song. You Make Loving Fun by Fleetwood Mac. Lazaretto by Jack White. Somebody Told Me by The Killers, because you can't have a Rock Band game without Duran Duran. I mean, The Killers. Little Miss Can't Be Wrong by Dunny's favorite band.
The gateway drug to jam bands.
Uh-oh.
And I'm really excited for this last one that they announced, The Seeker by The Who.
Ooh.
Which is a great song. I love that song. So that's their six that they're teasing so far. Guitar Hero just decided to drop like a bombshell of 24 tracks. And their tracks, some of them are really cool, but a lot of these are
serious womp womp material.
Yeah.
Green Day's involved.
And not even early Green Day.
Which one is it?
We'll get to it. So it's the Black Keys, Gold on the Ceiling, which is a decent song. The Blitz Kids, Sometimes, whom I've never heard of. Ed Sheeran, Sing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Fall Out Boy, My Songs Know What You Did in the Dark, Light 'Em Up.
Terrible.
Again, terrible. Gary Clark Jr., Don't Owe You a Thang. I don't know who that is.
I don't either, sadly.
Green Day,
Nuclear Family. Wait, Killers, When We Were Young, You Were Young.
The Lumineers, Ho Hey.
Not bad.
My Chemical Romance, Na Na Na. The Veil, King for the Day, featuring Kellen Quinn.
I love that song. I actually don't.
Okay, oh, I see my favorite. I just saw my favorite song on the whole list, but keep going.
Paint It Black by the Rolling Stones.
See, that's
a good one.
That is a good one. I like that one. All right, wait. Bangarang.
Did they really put Bangarang on there?
Yeah.
How do you play that?
I was going to say, are they going to release a turntable for this bitch, too? Like, all in a huge pack?
Like, yeah.
I got nothing.
Yeah.
The War on Drugs, Under the Pressure, which they're all right.
Black Veil Bride in the end.
And here's my favorite.
My favorite song.
This
on
is
it.
My favorite, too.
Guerrilla Radio by Rage.
Yeah. By Rage Against the Machine. Yeah. That's going to be awesome.
Judas Priest, Breaking the Law.
You know,
not a bad 80s song.
I think the Rage Against the Machine song in Guitar Hero was the first song we played on Expert and got 100% on.
Yeah, you have to. It's Rage.
Yeah.
Pantera, Cowboys from Hell. Pantera's classic.
Yeah.
Sleigh Bells, Bitter Rivals.
Yep.
I love them. They're one of my guilty pleasures.
Chop Suey.
Chop Suey by System of a Down. That's pretty awesome.
You wanted to.
It's going to be really hard.
That's all you have to do to get 100% on that one.
I'm an expert. You're going to actually have to sing like him.
And
you know, I posted an admission earlier today. I looked up the song Cry of Achilles because I had a judgment of Alt-J.
Alter Bridge,
or,
you mean?
Not Alt-J, Alter Bridge. Because that was the band that Mark Tremonti started when, like, Creed started to fall apart. And
the fact that you know anything about the members of Creed bags of it. Just bags of it, I say.
Go to your corner.
Not allowed. You're off the rest of the segment. Alt-J, Left Hand Free, which I don't know that song. That sounds like a reference to the fact that one hand is busy. Broken Bells, Leave It Alone. Might be a reference to the fact that the right hand is busy. Right on Chili Peppers, Higher Ground. Great song.
Yep, good song.
And The Pretty Reckless, Going to Hell.
That's not a bad track list. There'll be more, too.
I'm not that excited about this.
I don't like it. There'll be more. That's only a little bit. There's going to be like 80 tracks. I hope there's 80 tracks. If there's not...
Well, then they'll release tons of stuff after the fact.
Or DLC.
Shit ton of money for it.
Well, I bet what they're going to do is after they re-release these ones, right, they're probably going to let you take your songs from the old games, maybe.
You know, I would like to see them do, like, a voting thing.
Well, that'd be kind
of
cool.
Yeah, like, throw a bunch of tracks up there. You know, don't go with, like, the top 40 shit of, like, you know, what top 40 alt song do you want to hear right now? Just... like, throw up a list of random tracks. Go from, like, B.B. King, who sadly passed away today.
Our condolences.
You know...
let's say,
Yeah, I mean... so, I saw B.B. King once, live.
When?
Like, when he was, like, 70.
Okay.
It was awesome seeing him, but he was kind of bad. He just started hitting on a couple of girls in the front, and it was really awkward. It was the strangest fucking concert I've ever seen, by far. He's amazing at guitar, but I think he was just, like, literally for the last, like, 5 years while he was touring, it was just absolute shit shows. Like if you see Frank Black live now, don't do it. If you're an old-school Pixies fan, and you go somewhere, and somebody's like, oh, Black Francis is here? That's Frank Black solo. That shit ain't cool. It's sad. But the Pixies are touring again, so go check that out. It's still decent there.
You just BB King.
He's one of the greatest guitar legends of all time. I got to see him, and I was like, oh, this is awesome. This is going to be something we'll talk about. No, I don't even, like, I rarely mention this at all.
Sure, so.
I don't think I've told many people this.
It's the first I've ever heard.
Yeah. Shenanigans.
Like,
what about you, Toaster? You ever hear this story?
No.
No, it's the first time I've ever heard it. And I'm glossing over it because I'm sure it happened, but hearing that B.B. King sucked live is very painful to me, so I'm just going to move on.
And again, it wasn't that he sucked at playing the guitar.
The show.
Just being a creepy old bastard?
He's allowed to do that. I don't know, man. I don't think it's okay to do that in public. And then he was just too old for it, man. Like, if I saw him like 5 years earlier, it might have been the best day of my life. But yeah, no. It wasn't. It was bad news. St. Louis, not.
Would you have to fight him?
I fought B.B. King. I kicked him in the balls.
Oh, man.
All right, so.
No, didn't. Come on. I did not fight B.B. King. He's like, he was 70 when I saw.
You guys lost all the rest of your listeners just from this goddamn conversation.
I fight old people in my spare time.
King. Oh. Asshole. I just got to say that, all right?
When the fuck does B.B. King ever come up? What are we... I know! You can anything. All right, look. You don't have to be like, oh, he has a special place in my heart. Like, I don't give a fuck about B.B. King. I'm sorry he died. Sucks, but... he should have stopped touring years ago. Like, if Mick Jagger drops dead tomorrow, I'm not going to be like, oh, no. He should have stopped touring, like, 20 years ago.
True.
If I wanted to pay $200 to go see zombies, come on.
I'm not doing that.
It's like my dad. I mean, we talked about my Rolling Stones theory that they all actually died, and they just haven't passed on yet because people keep going to their goddamn concerts.
They're those fucking Tupac holograms, man.
That's actually that good now. Wow. Christ. Could have fooled me.
The kid from Ender's Game got cast as Spider-Man.
He did. And so, that is like a 5-year-old that looks like eight. He's like 18. He looks like he's 5.
Looks like he had a little mini Tobey Maguire. Like
is
a little.
Really 18? Jay Joseph says something along those lines.
He's really 18 years old? If that kid's 18 years old, my God.
Does he have that Brad Pitt disease?
Yeah, I was going to say, is he getting younger as he's getting older?
That's what it's called, the Brad Pitt disease.
It is, isn't it?
No.
No, I know.
The movie that no one watched.
The Legend of Bag of Vance?
Yes.
Yeah.
Right away. Yeah, that's nobody right tell.
Didn't he win an Oscar or Academy Award for that movie? Pretty sure he did. You fucking ass that.
Nobody watched The Curious Case of Benjamin Button. Okay. Nobody did. Nobody has 4 hours to waste.
Curious Benjamin Butler. I had no idea. I was just going.
Oh,
that's
the idea.
I had nothing.
The Legend of Bagger Vance.
I knew what I said, and I was like, yep.
I didn't want to watch, but no. It's still The Legend of Bagger Vance. Really, it is. Will Smith and Matt Damon playing golf with Brad Pitt, who aged in reverse. He was born as an old person and got good at golf.
Guys, sorry. But it was the same time period.
It was weird. He was good at golf from, like, ages 5 to 30, which was really ages, like, 78 to 50. You have to be old to be good at golf, apparently.
No matter how you're going, in whatever direction, you got to be old.
That is the 16-bit assassin's theory on how The Curious Case of Benjamin Button and The Legend of Bagger Vance are in a shared universe.
They have to be. They're all wearing the same goddamn clothing.
So many syllables in the title. So many syllables in the title. That's the link. That's the real connection.
God damn.
But yeah, so the kid from Ender's Game, yeah, whatever that's happening. They're redoing Spider-Man again.
Woo! Is it gonna go golf?
When?
Well, the best part about them redoing Spider-Man is Marvel is involved.
True.
So
he'll be the one that eventually comes in the Civil War.
Yes. And it's been stated that Keith Beige has his eyes on getting the rights back to X-Men as well. Which I don't know how he's going to pull that off.
The X-Men?
Yeah. Because that's owned by Fox.
They need Wolverine, at least.
Yeah. No, didn't Jackman say he's only doing one more?
Well, he's done, but Wolverine will live on.
Yeah.
I know, but will Marvel
in a hairy new person. Okay, maybe not hairy, but choppy.
Chops.
Yeah.
Very much.
If you have meaty mutton chops.
Come on.
Wolverine's
down.
Coming up lately, Hollywood. Start grooming those chops. You wanna try out? I don't have the chops. I can't do it.
Yeah.
Plus, I'm a little pudgy for Wolverine.
You know, there's a yeah, section right. of the show that we have not done in a very, very long time.
Which section?
If
of
I
that?
Was Wolverine?
No, the 16-bit assassin's teabag of disapproval.
Oh.
Do we end on the negative note?
We got yeah, like, we have 15 more minutes, dude.
Oh.
Well. We should
okay.
about the sad.
I mean, we yeah, all right. So teabag of disapproval goes out to, what was this guy's name again?
Randall Herman.
Randall
Herman.
Randall Herman, the right wing. I shouldn't even associate this with just right wing, because that's inappropriate. He's just
the best.
Hateful.
Yeah,
hateful person.
He made a game called "Kill the Inappropriate Word for a Gay Person."
Bundle of sticks.
Yeah. And he tried to pass it off as satire, I guess, when people were like, hey, that's not
what's
cool.
The deal?
And maybe he needs to look up the definition of the word satire.
Eventually he admitted that he just wanted to make a game that would make everybody who defends people that are gay or lesbian or questioning or whatever, bisexual, transgender, he just wanted to make something that would make him angry, basically. This guy sucks. He should be not allowed to make video games.
They can now back and chat.
Yeah, you get points for killing gay people. More points if the person is transgender, and you lose points if you kill any straight people. Which, yeah.
Should suggest another game for this senior, don't you guys think?
Yeah, occasionally they'll celebrate a kill by saying AIDS carrier eliminated. You know, because that's
what the fuck.
Yeah.
So, in answer for this guy creating this game, and to really kind of fully explain to him what the word satire means, I suggest that he sits down and plays Gay Fighter Supreme, which is made in the style of the 90s Street Fighter game.
Excellent.
It actually does look pretty funny. The creators of the game really do understand the word satire. But yeah, you can play as various gay, lesbian, or transgendered fighters.
How do gay people feel about this?
Do
we know?
I believe the developers who are creating it are, in fact, gay.
Okay. So they do have a sense of humor about it, apparently.
I don't
think we should have mentioned these people then in the teabag disapproval segment.
No,
I'd like to point out that they are not a part of that. The teabag of disapproval went to the guy who claims to, promote. He promotes the teachings of Jesus Christ, yet knows nothing of said teachings. Apparently, not to get religious about it.
Yeah,
not that I'm religious, but I definitely know that. Like, Christianity really, really, like, one line in the Bible misconstrued should probably not be your whole thing when it comes to religion.
So, no, what we're saying is, as punishment for his idiocy, he should have to sit down and play this game, which really, truly defines the word satire.
I still say we take him out back and shoot him.
No, well, that's just violence.
All right.
And criminal, and I think all 50 states.
We got people that can do
Rainbow math.
What?
No, what?
Rainbow math?
Oh, that'd be good.
The Church of Satan, it's a practice that they do where they hold like a ceremony over the grave and it supposedly turns their spirit gay. So we could find this guy's like dead relative and just turn them all gay, you know?
Okay.
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah.
All right, I don't know where we just went. So,
well, they did a rainbow mass for the family of the guy that runs the Westboro Baptist Church.
Oh, well.
So, and that's why the Dark Lord is kind of okay in my book lately.
I mean, he does treat Hitler pretty well down, or Hitler's in him.
I'm pretty sure he's pretty hateful to anybody that's not doing good things. I think the Dark Lord has a lot to, you know, say for the youth of today. What?
The Dark Lord. Aaron, you're not telling us something.
Apparently, Johnny McGee is a Satanist. So, just to kind of like some of the names of these characters that you can choose to be, you can be Carrie Cupcake, Go-Go Gary, Sappho Etheridge, who's a lesbian, and Twink, Timmy Spears. The trailer is actually pretty funny. And the game does look to be...
We should duct tape this guy's eyes open, tie him to a chair, make him watch this over and over and over again.
So in some Arrow Flash news, Dunny, are you okay with me talking about the Arrow?
Yeah, I haven't caught up, but yeah, I know you're going crazy over it.
Well, I'm really disappointed in the way they ended it.
Okay.
Because it was a totally just like ride off into the sunset. Same thing with like him and Felicity. Like, really?
Was he hitchhiking down the street?
No, it wasn't like the, you know, the David Banner thing from The Incredible Hulk, but it was. I mean, they definitely like tied a bunch of things together. I really wish I could talk about it, but Dunny hasn't seen it. I don't want to ruin it for him.
Okay, he kills League of Assassins.
He kills Rage.
Probably. Of course. And becomes.
No. Part of the deal with getting the help of Malcolm is that when Oliver killed Rache, Rache gave him his thing that made him Rache, but Oliver gave it to Malcolm. So Malcolm Merlyn is now Rache.
Of course.
Thea finally stepped up to the mantle of Speedy, which is actually kind of cool. So, yeah. It's interesting. I mean, they tied a lot of loose ends together. They lead into the Legends of Tomorrow spinoff, which actually looks really, really cool. A lot better than I thought it was going to be. Which, for those of you who don't know, it involves Hawkgirl, Captain Cold, Heatwave, the Atom, and the White Canary. And they're all brought together by a time-traveling gentleman named Rip Hunter, who is part of a group that monitors timelines and makes sure that they remain pure. Which could actually be a tie-in with what seems to be happening on the Flash season finale, which looks like it's going to be the Flashpoint Paradox. Barry is going to go back in time and try to save his mother. It'll be interesting on how they interpret that on TV. But so back to the Legends of Tomorrow. Apparently, Sarah Lance survives because of a Lazarus pit. Who put her there? We don't know. But in the trailer, Oliver seems to be kind of calm that she's alive. So I think within season 4, we're going to see a moment where that happens. I don't know.
You're way too much of a fanboy of this.
Yes.
I only like The Flash, really. I'm still just kind of not sold on the whole Arrow thing. Them stealing Batman's story.
Well, that is one thing Mark Guggenheim, the driver of the show, basically said, is they are going to try to like lighten it up a little bit in season 4. Like, not go as comic booky light as The Flash. Because let's face it, The Flash, I mean, I love that show. It's great. But Wentworth Miller is so cheesy.
It's true.
But it works somehow. Like, I don't understand it, because, like the scene in last week's episode where Barry goes to ask for his help.
He's like that in everything.
He walked up to the jukebox and had, you know, it was like Cold as Ice was playing. Like, wow. Like, you know, this is why, I mean, but he delivers them, you know. And the same with Dominic Purcell. He's great as an insane pyromaniac. So, also, with the season finale, Cisco, the actor that plays Cisco, has said that we're going to start to finally see some of the plot line of him becoming Vibe. And also, Caitlin Snow's character, we'll see what begins, I guess, her turning into Killer Frost. So, yeah. I'm pretty excited.
You know, I was only kidding about the Dark Lord before, but I'm reading some of his, like, teachings, or I put quotation marks up in there, just, you know, in case people can't see
quote,
me.
Unquote.
Yeah, he's kind of got some stuff going on. 9 satanic sins are stupidity, pretentiousness, bopicism, which I still don't know what that is. I'm going to Google it soon. Self-deceit. I'm not going to act like I know what that is and just pass it off. Oh, of course. Sloppicism. Yes, I frown on those sloppicist people. Herd conformity, lack of perspective, forgetfulness of path orthodoxy.
What the fuck?
Counterproductive pride and lack of aesthetics. Like, stupidity. That's a sin. That should be a sin. Definitely. Right off the bat. It's
not in there. There is. Yeah.
I'll have a report on this next week.
Okay.
All right. On that note, shout outs.
Dark Lord.
I was gonna say. There it goes. Amazing. And Jesus.
Yeah.
He's a good guy. He's a cool guy, yeah. Mr. JC.
Muhammad. I mean, really, the people who wanted these things, they were pretty cool. It's all the people who misconstrued shit made it just awful and unbearable. Mm. That's my opinion on religion. Not to get into details. Oh, wait. Too late.
Yeah, we wanted
to. So, shout-outs.
Yeah, shout-outs.
Aside from the Dark Lord, everybody over at Treehouse Brewery.
True.
Because he likes their beer.
Me? I like their beer?
Yeah. And probably, the Dark Lord probably
would.
Oh,
the would. Dark Lord. Oh, I forgot.
Yeah. He would probably like.
It's true.
I apologize. I'm watching Silicon Valley. Everybody at illpopcorn.com, you know.
Oh, the ill.
All three of us.
Yeah. All three of us.
Popcorn.
Shout out to you guys, because you guys are all awesome.
Shout out to Orville Redbacher for, you know, making popcorn a thing.
The microwave, motherfucker.
Was he also responsible for chicken?
No, that was Purdue.
Yeah, that's Purdue.
I'm thinking of Colonel Sanders. There
yeah, I thought KFC, right?
Motherfucker. They were both from the South.
I need a bucket of chicken.
So I want to give a big shout out to extralife.org, www.extra-life.org. They're a charity that works for the Children's Miracle Network to raise funds for local children's hospitals. So if you're a gamer and you want to figure out how to put those skills to use for children and children's hospitals, then go check their website out. Register, find out if there's a guild in your city. Check it out. See what you can do.
A guild?
Yeah, there's guilds.
What if I want my own
entity? Like your own, you're going to start your own charity?
No.
You call it Extra Life and take on extralife.org?
No.
I've thought about it.
You did.
So yeah, check that out if you are interested in helping kids in local hospitals. Thanks to all of our listeners.
Shout out to charity in general.
Shout outs to just being
charities. Charity's pretty sweet.
Shout outs to being a compassionate human being.
Yeah.
Be a good person.
Shout out to all the listeners of 16-Bit Assassins. You guys have followed us through 2 great years.
It has been 2 years. Wow, that's ridiculous.
Over 2 years.
Oh, wow. Yeah, so, you know, tune in next
Friday.
Good night,
jerks.
Good night. And
see you later, asses.
You guys are such dicks. So inappropriate.